Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is what you heard read previously. Let me ask you a question. Have you checked your lamps lately? You know, I know that's why all of us are here right now, because our lamps are full. Why, right here we've got professors and theologians who are teaching young men to become ministers. Surely their lamps are full. And we've got young men who are looking forward to when they can proclaim the Lord's message to the world. Surely their lamps are indeed full. But have you checked them lately? Do you really think that those 10 virgins that were there, that any of them had any doubt that their lamps were indeed full? Do you think they would have sat by so callously, the 5 foolish, if they would have thought for 1 minute that their lamps were not full? But the parable tells us half of them were full and half of them were empty. So let me ask you again. Have you checked your lamp lately? The parable can be broken down, by my own opinion, between stupid and foolish people and wise people. And the actions determine the label. 2 Timothy 3:5, I think, gives us a beautiful explanation of this parable. Having the form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people, turn away. The setting of the parable is just before our Lord's coming. And what it's telling us, that each and every one of us will meet the Lord in precisely the condition we are when he comes. Wise or foolish, with or without empty lamps. The image is a Jewish wedding. The bride and the groom have been betrothed. After a certain amount of time has elapsed, the bridegroom with his friends will go and take the bride with her maids, the maidens that are with her, and he will go and they will consummate their marriage. It's in this manner that the heavenly bridegroom takes his bride, the church, to his heavenly home that he has gone to prepare for his own. But 5 of the virgins are wise. Their lamps are full. 5 of them are not so wise. Their lamps are empty. The lamps without oil, the form of Christian life, without the substance of the Christian life. The oil, the substance of the spiritual life. Faith with its works, the grace of God that nourishes and creates that faith. With its works, we get a picture of security, of people well satisfied with their position. They're absolutely sure that their lamps are indeed full. Solomon, in one of his Proverbs, has a beautiful explanation of it. All the ways are pure in their own eyes, but it's the Lord who judges the spirits. The lamps are full. How often have you found it convenient to skip chapel? How often has it been sitting in chapel on pins and needles, waiting to get over to the soup? How many of you have children at home and families at home that you find the studies just seem to get in the way and you don't have time for the devotion? How many professors find yourselves, you know, when this sermon goes just a little bit too long, you're on pins and needles because, you know, you just don't have time to get coffee and get your class together and get it all right, you know, right where you want it. Your lamps are indeed full. Your priorities are straight. When the Lord is saying, be watching, therefore, because you do not know the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man returns. You know, I find this text much like, if I can use the application of a classroom situation. The professor has some information that he tries to convey to the student. But the student doesn't think very highly of the professor. His priorities are other ways. And so he just sort of mocks what goes on in a classroom, does his own thing, and try as the instructor may, the student just goes his own way, oblivious to the consequences of what he's doing. Many in the church are precisely the same way. We see the changes in doctrine that come about. If the men would take half the time to study Scripture and what it says on the theology of their changes, they'd quickly find out how empty their lamps really are. If we could look to the future and see where our children would be going because of the opportunities we're losing now, we'd see how empty our lamps really are. If we'd look into our hearts and see just what is our life about, and how important church is to our lives, and how important the Word of God is in our lives, we'd all realize how empty our lamps really are. The oil for our lamps is the grace of God, which comes to us through the blood of Jesus Christ, the great proclamation of forgiveness, of realizing that we were blessed because the Jews were at the cross rather than ourselves, because it would have been us walking around yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him," where we can look back pompously and think we would not have done so. We can watch Peter deny the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, and so very frequently it becomes in the garden, and so very frequently we look down on what has happened, but we never see how empty our lamps really are. But through the grace of Jesus Christ in our lives, he has filled our lamps. It's not his righteousness, our righteousness that we have. It's his righteousness. Though our sins be as scarlet and our lamps be dry, they're as white as snow because of the work of Jesus Christ in our lives. Faith without works is dead. A living faith displays itself to the people around in works of love to one another, and to the importance we put on the message of Jesus Christ in our lives. It may go more than the 4 minutes, but in eternity, we have the promise, as Christ spent more than 4 minutes on the cross. We may be a little delayed in getting to the soup, but the Lord became man so that we could have eternal life and realize what he has done for each and every one of us. It may seem that the class is more important than the chapel, that the study is more important than the child in our home. That's because, again, our lamps are so empty. It's only through the faith of Job that we understand what life is really all about. When Job writes, "Oh, that my words were written, oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and let it in forever. For this I know, that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold him, and not another, how my heart yearns within me." And the promise? Promises, as our David tried to tell us, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Have you checked your lamp lately? How's the flame? Amen. And now may that peace which surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.